Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and read by Lin Xiaowen.
Confucius Wisdom. Part 3. Operating and managing a business. Sustainability. Chapter 32. Find the root of the problem. Take a long-term view. If you don't, you're bound to have problems in the short term. In recent years, many people have focused on overheating of the economy of the mainland of China, attributing it to escalation in prices of oil, steel, and other raw materials. Actually, everyone has only been looking at the effects, not the cause. Confucius said, "If you do not think well ahead, you will be sorry before long." Applying this to the mainland of China, there are some serious potential problems, including resources, the environment, disparity between urban and rural areas, issues relating to agriculture, rural areas, and farmers, etc. In relation to resources, the mainland of China implements macro controls aimed at regulating the motor, construction, property, and other industries. Although these controls have had minor influence, they have not been able to prevent overheating of the economy because use of resources is too inefficient and investment still focuses on tangible things. In this era when supply exceeds demand, if you continue to invest in new factories which churn out more products very similar to existing ones for an already saturated market, there will inevitably be a price war. It will not just be a case of low profits. Many will have to sell at or below cost. So I urge entrepreneurs not to invest in tangible things. In terms of the environment, pollution is already a prevalent problem. Any developed city has polluted land, water, etc. Especially given that the mainland of China has a population of over 1.3 billion, apart from the government having the overall plan for the environment, it is equally important that the concept of environmental protection becomes rooted in the collective mind of the people and that they accept their responsibility for the environment. When people only pursue short-term gain, they will have to pay more in the future. There is a saying in History of the Three Kingdoms, do not do something bad or fail to do something good, even on a small scale. The only way to protect the environment is a slow, gradual process with everyone acting in the public interest. There is also a problem of the disparity between urban and rural areas. Life in cities has become more and more convenient, but you only have to leave the cities some 20 or 30 kilometers to see the backwardness of rural areas. It's like two different worlds. People who have the ability to do so leave the countryside for the cities, resulting in further concentration of urban population and congregation of talent in the cities. By comparison, rural population is dwindling and decentralized, resulting in ever-increasing disparity in income and quality of life. These three problems can only be improved by the government adopting a long-term plan. Apart from this, the hottest problem the mainland of China is facing is issues relating to agriculture, rural areas, and farmers. But this problem needs involvement of the people as well as the government to resolve. As my good friend Sailing Wen said, relief of poverty is a great business opportunity. Both companies and organizations can join in this task. All they need is care and ability. Many years ago, when visiting various provinces in Western China with Sailing Wen, I found that some people in the Western provinces, including the officials there, held no hope for the future. They said, "We can't develop unless foreign investors are willing to invest as they did in the coastal areas." The problem was their mentality, not the circumstances. If the officials had this view, what could you expect from the ordinary people? As the problem lay in their thinking, all that was necessary to resolve it was to provide the officials and people with new input and hope. In other words, the problem was not whether outsiders are willing to invest, but rather whether local people could change their thinking. So, I wholeheartedly agreed with Sailing Wen that releasing 60% of the farmers to develop the service industries could ignite the local economy. Taiwan's agriculture industry is very advanced. I firmly encourage Taiwan farmers and agriculture experts to go to the mainland of China to seek business opportunities, find suitable locations, and pass on the Taiwan experience in revolutionizing the agricultural sector to local people. Let them change their thinking, and after that, reduce the amount of farm labor. In this way, money will start to circulate without the need for foreign capital, and farmers' lives will be improved. Taiwan farmers and agriculture experts can make money in the process because they know where high-value-added crops can be planted and what makes money. The way of making money is not selling agricultural land, but reaping long-term returns from agriculture products. This is a very good opportunity to both help others and benefit yourself.
The book you just heard is Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, which was written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and published by China's Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press.